The dragonfly, he's a larger one, kind of brownish color.
What are some flying insects that sting?
Well, wasps sting, and honeybees will sting, and hornets will sting.
What's the difference between a wasp and a hornet?
Well, a hornet and a wasp is a kind of long, slender insect with two wings, you know, and a long, slender body. But a hornet, he's more like a honeybee, only he's larger than a honeybee. He's more compact and stubby and short. He don't have a long, slender body.
Uh-huh.
And they both have nests, build nests. The wasp lives on the outside of that nest, in other words. And the hornet, he got a hole right under the bottom of it, and he goes up on the inside and lives on the inside of his nest.
Uh-huh. What about yellow jackets?
Well, yellow jackets, they have a nest in a hole in the ground.
Uh-huh.
They go in the ground.
And you have all three of those things?
Yeah, right? We got yellow jackets, we got wasps, and we got hornets.
Uh-huh.
We got bumblebees.
Well, what stings the worst?
Well, a hornet hates the worst.
Uh-huh.
I've been stung by all of them. A hornet hates the worst, not the bumblebees next.
Well, what's an insect that looks sort of like a wasp, but some people say it doesn't sting?
That's a day dog.
Do they sting?
No, they don't sting.
Uh-huh.
They might bite you a little, but they don't say sting. That's a day dog, but he builds a little nest out of mud.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have those in Savannah,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
What's an insect that jumps along in the grass?
That's a grasshopper.
What are small fish they use for bait called?
Minnows.
What do you call a tiny filmy thing that an insect might build in a corner of a ceiling? You know, you might look up there. In fact, there are some up there.
Spider web, I reckon.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, if the same thing is outside hanging from a tree branch, would you call it the same thing?
I'd still call it spider web.
Okay. Let's see. The parts of a tree that grow underground are its...
And roots.
What's a tree that people get sugar from?
Tree that you get sugar from?
Uh-huh. This is mostly up in the north, I think, that they do this.
Yeah, we don't have a tree around here. I think you're talking about maple sugar up north.
Yeah.
Maple tree.
Uh-huh.
We don't do that down here.
Well, now, if a number of maple trees were growing together, what would you call it? A maple what? Would you call it a maple grove? Well, of course, that's irrelevant since you don't have them anyway, isn't it?
So, we have maple trees, but they don't produce sugar.
Uh-huh.
No. I think that's more or less up north where you're talking about now.
What's a very large tree that has sort of grayish bark, and it's not an oak tree, and it has little round, sort of spiny balls on it?
Well, now, that's what... those balls, can you eat them?
Uh-uh. The thing begins with an S.
S?
Yeah. Now that may be a poor description of it. How about sycamore? Does that fit the description?
Oh, yeah. I just couldn't think of it. They grow around swamps, most.
Uh-huh.
Sycamore tree, yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Would you ever call that the sycamore tree by another name? Like a button ball or a button tree?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, George Washington chopped down a...
cherry tree.
Okay. And what's a tree that's said to be poisonous? It's a poison...
poison oak?
Well, yeah, this is different, though. This is a great big... I guess it's a great big tree. I don't really know what it looks like, but it begins with an S. It's a poisonous...
I don't know a poisonous tree around here.
How about a poison sumac or shumac? You ever heard of that?
I've heard of sumac, but sumac's just a little small bush.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's not a large tree.
Okay.
They, people up in the mountains use sumac to make dye out of it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, dye called cloth. I went to the Craftsman's Fair over in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Across the mountain, you know, Smoky Mountains and Cherokee. And a woman was demonstrating that there. She had this sumac boiling in a kettle over a fire, and then she'd take it and dye cloth with it.
What color?
Kind of brownish looking.
Is it pretty?